I just had an extraordinary interview with Michael Yon in studio and Matt Bracken joining remotely. So the three of us got to talk for almost an hour and a half about what's happening in the world and the risk of civilizational collapse. And Matt Bracken is absolutely correct when he says that you can't control how far the collapse goes. You know, you might be thinking in your mind, well, let's just collapse back to the technology level of the 1870s, let's say, you know. I'll have a horse and a water well, and we'll grow our food off the land, you know. The problem is you can't control that, because when you lose the core inputs of modern civilization, you might be thrust back to a much earlier era, such as pre-metallurgy, you know. I mean, who do you know that's a blacksmith? Who do you know that knows how to make tools out of iron or how to melt steel, you know, or how to run a steel mill? I mean, there are people who know how to do those things. There's not very many. And even those who know how to do it are using the more modern automated methods of achieving that. And those methods may no longer function when you lose the energy infrastructure of our modern society. For example, that's just, you know, that's just one example. So it's really important to understand that our society is much more fragile than what most people understand. And the typical person out there is thinking, oh, you know, this will get solved. Sure, there's a war right now in the Strait of Hormuz, which they never heard of before. Yeah, you know, it might be restricted for a while, but they'll solve it. You know, things will get back to normal. And the point of what Matt is saying, and Michael Yon also, is that sometimes you don't go back to normal. Sometimes the collapse is so catastrophic that there's nothing left to depend on that you're familiar with. And this is one of the reasons why I have forced myself for years on my own ranch to learn the skills of how to do things when I could hire somebody. You know, I could hire somebody to run the irrigation lines, or I could hire somebody to install water pumps, or I could hire somebody to swap electrical outlets or whatever. Or even in my project at the studio with solar panels, you know, I could have hired, you know, some outside person to come in, like set up the solar thing, but I wouldn't learn anything from that. And it's critical that I learn how to do these things. So I'm doing it myself. I'm learning how to set up solar panels and how to put on, you know, MC4 connectors and how to run lines through conduit, how to set up inverters, how to set up battery storage systems. All of this, I'm making myself do it with no outside help. The only help I allow myself to have is that I can ask AI how to do things. And that is very helpful, by the way. And that's why I think one of your survival assets needs to be a local AI agent that can work, that can help you answer a bunch of questions when you're trying to run your life off grid because maybe systems have collapsed out there. But I don't bring in outside experts except as a last resort, if it's something that's just, you know, too special, I don't have enough, whatever, I don't have enough knowledge, then yeah, I'll bring in an expert. Now, unfortunately, the vast majority of people have no idea what's coming, even though the event itself has already happened. So the event is the lack of ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. That event began February 28th of this year, and it continues to this day. And the longer it goes on, the worse it's going to be, obviously. But the thing is, you don't feel the effects right away, right? Matt likes to talk about how it's like that tsunami in the Indian Ocean where there was an earthquake offshore. This is many years ago. And then the water got sucked away from the shore. All this water vanished from the beaches, and a lot of people walking around the beaches like, wow, where'd the water go, you know? While the wise people were just screaming to get to high ground because they knew that a tsunami is coming. That's where the water went. The water went out to join a massive wave that's incoming. Because, you know, that's how waves work. They will pull water in first. Even they'll pull water from the direction that they are moving. And once you see that happen, you can project where things are headed. You know a massive tidal wave is coming. You may not know the intensity of it, but you know something big is coming. You could take a guess from how much water was just emptied out of the beach in front of you, you know? It's like, well, that water's going somewhere. There's a lot of energy going somewhere. So that might be a warning, but most people don't heed the warnings. Most people simply do not even recognize the sign of what happened. And so they are not at all prepared for the tidal wave when it comes. Now, the tidal wave that's coming is clearly going to be, you know, brutal in terms of the scarcity of energy, the scarcity of food and fertilizer, etc. This is now already well known. But again, very few people are considering this in their computation of how to live the next couple of years of their lives. And the critical pivot point on all of this to understand is that we have to get out of the mindset of thinking, well, if something goes wrong with the food supply, I can just go to the grocery store and get more food. Or if I run out of parts for the plumbing, I can just go to Home Depot and get those parts. What we are talking about, Matt Brackett and Michael Yon and myself, is when there's a civilizational collapse that collapses below the availability of those things, to where you don't have a Home Depot. You don't have a municipal water supply. You don't have a functioning power grid. You know, you don't have food deliveries at the grocery stores. And one of the things that Matt Bracken said, one of the early signs of things going wrong, he said, would be when large grocery stores start getting looted in the major cities. And he thinks that that could happen pretty quickly. I think that he's absolutely correct. And I think it really won't take much when you start seeing entire stores looted. So I want you to mark that in your own mind as a critical marker. If you start seeing the wholesale looting of Walmarts or grocery stores or whatever, especially in blue cities, that's where it's probably going to start. But the minute you see that, I want you to remind yourself that this is the sign that is an indicator that things are collapsing rapidly. And of course, at that moment, you don't want to be out there in that. You don't want to be competing for food in a grocery store with a lot of desperate people around you. You want to have already nailed that down well ahead of time, obviously, because the riskiest thing that you could do is participate in, you know, a desperate mob that's trying to get the last scraps of food, you know, off a grocery store shelf or what have you. That's the last place you want to be. So make a decision in advance to not be there, and that will serve you very well. Then there's the other important element here, which is that a certain number of people may die from famine. I've put that number at about 400 million people at risk around the world, or roughly about 5% of the population. However, it doesn't mean that the mass death would be limited to just those 400 million people. What Matt pointed out is that at a certain point, when you lose the ability to keep people fed, then you begin to suffer a societal collapse. You can suffer a collapse of a local government, collapse of a bureaucracy, collapse of food distribution systems, or even a collapse of the ability to keep the coolant pumps running in a nuclear power plant, let's say. And as these cascading collapse elements begin to add up, things get much, much worse, layered on top of each other. So the fact that 400 million people could starve to death doesn't mean that the number of total deaths is limited to 400 million people. In other words, it could go to what others are warning could be billions of people. You know, if you start losing the core infrastructure of civilization, then you could lose billions of people. And one of the scenarios that we are all concerned about is that the GCC nations, that's all the Persian Gulf nations, you know, Bahrain and UAE, Kuwait, Qatar, etc., they may become uninhabitable. And it's not difficult to imagine why or how they could become uninhabitable, because the desalination plants are blown up, or there's radiation fallout from nuclear strikes, or from some other reason, although those are the most likely reasons. If that happens, then we're never going back to the abundance of energy and fertilizer and gas that we used to have in January of this year. We're never going back to that. Probably not in our lifetimes. And certainly not within a year or whatever. So as Trump is telling you that we've won the war, the truth is we've lost. Humanity has lost a tremendously important infrastructure pipeline that has kept nations intact and has kept people alive as that infrastructure has been constructed for decades. And as that infrastructure is lost, then it's just cause and effect that you're going to lose the people who were supported by it, or you're going to lose the nations that were held together by that. And when you add to that the obvious conclusion that the U.S. is done in the region, you know, that the United States of America will not be running military bases in the Middle East any longer, because they're done, right? They're destroyed. And the U.S. isn't going to be able to return to that region anytime soon. Then you realize that the whole world can be reconfigured. The whole power dynamic will be reconfigured. Routes and resources, energy flows, fertilizer for global agriculture, etc. As all of that is being reconfigured, what Matt Bracken says is it's going to be a torturous fall and a reconfiguration before the human race reaches a new kind of homeostasis or a balance with the available resources. During that time, he's very concerned, and so is Michael Young, that you're going to see widespread cannibalism. You're going to see people eating each other, large groups of humans eating other groups of humans. And you're going to see a warlord era, probably, where, you know, the strong men with a gang are able to raid and to pillage and take the resources that they need to remain very strong. Resources like ammunition, let's say, or food, or what have you. So all of these scenarios could be coming. We could be thrust into a very rapid Mad Max level collapse pretty quickly, because the world depends so much on one small choke point. And that choke point is the Strait of Hormuz, or in a larger scale, the region of the Persian Gulf. If that goes up in smoke or goes down because of, you know, nuclear attacks, nuclear war exchange, etc., then all bets are off. And the world will lose a large number of human beings. Whether that number is hundreds of millions or a few billion, who knows? There's a lot that can happen between now and then. But it's not going to be a tiny number. It's going to be an unthinkable number. You know, for most people, they wouldn't even fathom this. But we're very close to seeing that happen. And if Trump continues to pursue this war, that's where it's going. He's going to crash the world. He's going to crash human civilization to avoid having his ego damaged by taking a loss, you know? He would rather the whole world suffer and die than for he to take a loss. So that's where we are in the world, in reality. Now, I encourage you to listen to my interview with Matt Bracken and Michael Young. It'll be posted probably by the time you hear this. There are lots of things you can do to get prepared. Obviously, we talk about these. Of course, if you want storable food, check out my online store, healthrangerstore.com. If you want backup communications, you know, satellite phones, etc., check out our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. SAT123.com is their website. If you want my recommendations on other areas of preparedness, I've put together RangerDeals.com. Those are our affiliate deals with de-Googled phones, with the custom Glock manufacturers, you know, Shield Arms, for example, and really good holsters that work amazingly well, that are just the best holsters in the world. Check that out there. Plus gold and silver providers and gold backs and, you know, therapeutic peptide providers, etc. Those are the companies that I've checked out that I recommend. And I've recently added another power station company to that list because I've been using their power stations, and so far it's going very well. So check that out. Stay informed, stay prepared. I'll do my best to keep you posted on everything as this all unfolds, which is going to be very crazy. But you can follow my work at brightvideos.com and also naturalnews.com. You can also follow me on social media. On X, I'm known as Health Ranger. On Telegram, I'm Real Health Ranger. And on brighteon.social, I'm Health Ranger. So check out my accounts there, and I'll do my best to keep you informed. So thank you for listening. Take care. If you'd like to help support us, check out all of the affiliate deals I've put together for you at rangerdeals.com. And if you go there, you'll see I have selected, I've done due diligence on all of these affiliates. There's really not that many, but we have partners like Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson, Ness's Organic CBDA Hemp Extract, Above Phone Models that are de-Googled phones, Red Life, here's the peptide company, Limitless, you know, Petmectin, and so much more, including the Satellite Phone Store, VP.net. And for almost all of these, you can use discount code RANGER here, or sometimes it's something else like Brighteon50, but normally the discount code is RANGER, which will save you something on these deals. Now, we do earn a little bit off of these affiliate deals, but it's no additional cost to you, and it helps support our platform and our work for humanity, including our AI projects that offer free open source knowledge in multiple languages. You can check those out at brightlearn.ai and brightanswers.ai. So thank you for supporting us. Check out rangerdeals.com anytime you want to save money on really high-end products and solutions that I personally endorse. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for watching.